starting next year, the EPA will require about 1,400 electric generating plants to report how much and what kind of mercury is contained in the coal they burn. Some of those coal-fired plants will also be required to test emissions from smokestacks. As mercury is emitted from smokestacks into the atmosphere, it ends up in the waterways through rainfall. Some kinds of mercury compounds can build up in the food chain. High mercury levels have been found in fish in the Great Lakes and some rivers, leading to government advisories to reduce fish consumption. With high exposure, mercury can cause developmental problems in fetuses and children. The information on mercury will be posted on an EPA internet site beginning in the year 2000. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.